Educated Women of Color, Underrepresented in Fortune 500 Leadership. Sheryl Sandberg's 2013 book, Lean In, significantly influenced women in the workplace. However, it didn't address the experiences of women of color. These women often face barriers that discourage them from speaking out, especially on issues like systemic racism and the gender and racial pay gap. Companies often overlook the valuable contributions of women of color. For instance, only 5% of Sandberg's team consists of women of color. This can be disheartening for women of color aiming for leadership positions. Black women especially question if racism is holding back their careers. While white individuals seem to thrive by following established rules, women of color often face different and sometimes unfair standards. Link friends, strengthen networks, enhance social capital. Important decisions aren't just made in the office. When you're hanging out with coworkers after work, that's when you get the inside scoop on office dynamics. These social gatherings are key for building trust and connections with your team. Just like Minda Hartz learned, it's crucial to be visible. Drop by your boss's office whenever you can, even if it's just to say hi. Those quick chats can turn into valuable discussions about your ideas. Your mentor played a crucial role in helping Hartz effectively communicate with her boss. Since there are not many women of color in leadership positions, it's important to actively seek out opportunities to mentor others. Remember to regularly follow up with your contacts, not just when you need something. Stay connected through LinkedIn or other platforms, and consider joining professional groups or attending conferences. Unfair office politics, a rigged system. When a Black woman makes progress, she paves the way for other women of color. But there's a sneaky thing called office politics that sometimes holds back deserving people and boosts those who aren't as good. Bias can show up when hiring, in the kind of work you get, and in chances for promotions. Here's an example. Imagine a group of people in charge of hiring. They pick Jonelle to be the temporary boss without even thinking about other women, especially women of color. But after a year, someone asks why they're not considering the woman of color who's been doing a great job. It's because they didn't see Jonelle or think about others like her. So, it's important to pay attention and make sure everyone gets a fair shot. Hartz experienced difficulty with her name being mispronounced by white teachers, so she changed it to Minda. However, she feels resentment for altering herself to fit in with white expectations. This, respectability politics, only perpetuates systemic racism. Some companies combat unconscious bias by removing names from job applications to prevent assumptions based on non-white sounding names. Merit alone doesn't guarantee promotion. Being liked plays a significant role. It's crucial not to burn bridges, refrain from spreading gossip, and keep emotions in check. When feeling angry, it's essential to think about the best response. It's also important not to be overly submissive. Upon reaching a position of power, it's vital to uplift other women of color. Silent white complicity, racism endorsed. Remaining silent in the face of racism makes you complicit. In the 2016 election, it was found that a majority of white women voted for Donald Trump, contributing to Hillary Clinton's loss. Saying, "You don't see color," is just an excuse to ignore racism. Some thought that America became post-racial when Barack Obama became president, but this doesn't mean racism disappeared. Some women, including white women, don't support each other's success, carrying over the dynamics of mean girls from high school to the workplace. When Hartz noticed her colleague Carrie was copying her emails to others and avoiding direct communication, she realized there was trouble brewing. Carrie's behavior soon influenced their mutual executive friends to mistreat Hartz as well, making her dread going to work. In hindsight, Hartz wishes she had confronted Carrie directly or sought help from HR. She stayed in the toxic environment for a year, hoping to make it work, but eventually realized it was futile. When she finally confronted Carrie, she was met with deflection and dismissal. Although some colleagues privately acknowledged her patience, they remained silent in public due to office politics. Looking back, Hartz realizes that speaking up might have made a difference for the next person facing similar challenges in the company. Deeper gender pay gap for women of color. When it comes to negotiating your salary, don't hold back. You've got bills to pay, and fairness matters. Most jobs have a salary range. Tell your story about how your skills match the job you want, and aim for the higher end of that range. If you don't, it could take annual 3% raises to catch up. Take charge of advocating for yourself. Start by researching what your job is worth in your area. Get ready to negotiate with potential employers. When discussing salary, also consider negotiating vacation time, remote work days, stock options, and funds for professional growth. If you receive a better offer elsewhere, talk to your current employer about matching it. But be prepared to move on if they don't meet your needs. Enter every negotiation armed with knowledge, a plan, and confidence. Continuous skill improvement is vital for career growth. Is there money set aside for you to learn and grow at work? Find out and pitch for support to attend conferences, hire coaches, take classes, or get subscriptions that will help you. Make sure what you learn benefits your job. Look up what skills you need for the job you want, so you know where to focus. Think about talking to a career coach too. Remember, age bias is a thing, so keep your skills sharp to stay ahead. If you're returning to work after a break, check out the latest resume styles and formats, and update yours accordingly. To clarify your aspirations and build a solid foundation for your career, create a purpose statement that reflects on your professional journey. Consider your career's narrative, the essential income needs it must fulfill, and the type of work that brings you joy. Define both short-term and long-term career goals, and envision the impact you aim to make. If you lack regular meetings with your manager, request them. These meetings offer opportunities to express your career desires. They can unveil new paths or reveal if your current company aligns with your long-term plans, valuable insights for your future. Certain skills are essential in your career toolkit. For example, overcoming the fear of public speaking and improving networking abilities were crucial for Hartz. These steps can pave the way to success in your chosen field. Top achievers demand mental resilience. To reach the top, you need mental toughness. Success hinges on your mindset. You must truly believe you deserve to achieve your goals and become a top earner. Working in a discouraging environment can hold you back, but it's possible to overcome self-doubt and insecurity with intentional effort. Prioritize your mental well-being. Parents often tell young Black girls that they must excel beyond their white peers to succeed. They're taught that perfection is non-negotiable because they have no room for mistakes. This pressure stems from the harsh reality that even when women of color work tirelessly, they might not receive the recognition they deserve. However, it's crucial to maintain ambition despite these challenges. If you encounter an environment that adds extra pressure due to your race, it's essential to consider charting a new course. Seek out a workplace where everyone faces equal expectations. Remember, you don't have to face these struggles alone. Your journey is unique, and it's important not to let a toxic workplace drain your confidence. Instead, focus on developing a resilient mindset that allows you to advocate for yourself effectively. Time for white colleagues' performance improvement plan. White managers must recognize that Black women possess equal qualifications and work ethic. They should actively seek to learn from women of color about what constitutes racism, rather than assuming they know better. U.S. feminism has historically centered on white women, leaving out the experiences of women of color. Even well-known feminist figures like Susan B. Anthony had racist views. It's crucial to include women of color when discussing issues like the gender wage gap. Remember, our colleagues of color have their ambitions and should be acknowledged, not overlooked. While many white colleagues have served as mentors, women of color often lack such support. White leaders hold the power to redefine leadership and promote fairness. But it's not enough to just talk about it. Action is needed to be a true ally. Top achievers hoard opportunities, hindering others' progress. Why isn't Ursula Burns, the only Black woman CEO in a Fortune 500 company, as famous as Marissa Mayer or Sheryl Sandberg? The names of the trailblazing women of color who have paved the way for our success. Carol Moseley Braun made history in 1992 as the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. Senate, followed by Kamala Harris, now the vice president, who wasn't elected until 2016. Similar groundbreaking achievements by women of color can be found in various fields. To explore more inspiring stories, check out hashtags like hashtag TrustBlackWomen and hashtag BlackWomenLead. Empower your career growth. Take charge of your career by understanding yourself better and developing professionally. Start by discovering your personality type with the Myers-Briggs test. Then, uncover your strengths with the Clifton Strengths Assessment to harness them as career assets. Dive into interpersonal dynamics with Emotional Intelligence 2.0 to enhance your relationships at work. Boost your negotiating skills by learning from career experts like Jamie Lee or Tanya Tarr. Attend professional development events like the Black Enterprise Women of Power Summit, ColorCom, or the Forbes Women's Summit. Online platforms such as the Memo, the Elevate Network, and the Black Career Women's Network offer valuable training opportunities. Consider hiring an executive coach to guide your career journey. Explore initiatives like the Women of Color Equity Initiative for advancement into management or executive roles. Stay confident in your abilities, potential, and future success. Take proactive steps toward your professional growth and seize opportunities along the way. Key points. 1. Even though educated women of color achieve a lot in education, they still struggle to get top jobs in big companies. 2. Making good friends and connections is important for getting ahead at work and understanding how things work. 3. It's important to speak up against racism and unfair treatment at work to make things fair for everyone. 4. Women of color should ask for fair pay by showing how good they are at their jobs. 5. Always try to learn new skills and think about what you want in your career to do well at work. 6. It's important to stay strong and positive and to find a workplace where everyone is treated fairly. 7. We should all support each other and make sure everyone has a chance to succeed at work.